With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Hey, thank you, Mike Sauter, for sitting in for the first half of the show. We appreciate you as he gives his Richard Nixon peace out, walking out the door, both peace signs in the air, and we welcome back my guy, Damon Benning.
Hey, I want to thank Mike Sauter, though. Like, just coming out of the bullpen, just, you know, he was Mariano Rivera, and hey, I appreciate it.
He pitched a long time.
Hey, did he come in? Well, he had to get six outs.
Yeah.
First, I told him three, right? I was like, hey, man, I'll be back by 8-ish.
And you were.
Yeah, but you
were here at like 8:02 or
once
whatever.
Once you start the
– right.
And I didn't want to hop in and just be that guy to come in the middle of an interview, but – I feel like I just pulled headsets off because your guys kept me way longer than I wanted to be kept last night.
Yes, you stopped by No Block, No Rock, a very, very fun podcast to listen to in the Herd At Sports Network.
Those
if you
guys
haven't
are
checked
hilarious.
It out. They're funny. But diehards.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen, though? Like, I couldn't spend a ton of time with those guys because I guarantee I'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, just real loosey-goosey, real fun, like – before you
they
know
open
it,
you up.
Before you know it, you're like in jail. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like
yeah, they got me to tell them that I was on the women's practice squad in college.
Yeah.
They got me to tell them like anything I wanted. I was hypnotized.
So
by their
it's old school, right? The first person to ask three questions in a row is in control of the conversation. And they got me.
Nah. Questions
up. So I didn't get home until like 8.
Well, that was funny because we were chatting before and you wanted to kind of set a window for yourself to start and end. And then you texted me and I'm like, man, this is way past the time that you gave me. I'm like, did you just leave?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Which I know, that's when you know you had fun,
did
right,
you,
when you give it a little extra time.
Yeah.
Did you bring Zoe's cup to work today?
Or? Yes. She's hilarious.
I know you dropped him off at school.
So, this little girl, man. She's walking down the hall. You have to buzz into her school, right? And this little girl's like socking me in the thigh. We've been wrestling. It was a total dad-daughter thing, right, this morning. I mean, just, you want to do your hair? Like, I can't do hair. So she's like, I need a pony. I need this.
How about a hat?
I need that. So I was like, you know, you do you, right? So she walks in wearing rabbit ears and her hair in a ponytail. But anyway.
That's awesome.
She's like socking me in the leg, and I'm punching her. She's socking me, and I'm like, and she's super light. I'm used to kind of sparring with the boys or a bag or, you know, butt or or, you know, whatever.
And by no means is DB punching her hard, everybody out there.
And her teacher, you know, Miss Molly, is like, must have been a dad morning. I'm like, yep. And as I'm leaving, she goes, I like your pants. I've never seen those before.
Zoe?
Yeah, Dad got her dress. She's like, you should have seen her. She looked like, oh boy, a big daddy.
But I want my own Bunda!
Did you send a picture to Jay? Nah.
No. Why, you think you'd be in for it?
Nah, it was a lot more, you know. It's whatever.
Why didn't you capture the moment at least for me?
Oh.
I appreciate the ability to think through what she's probably wearing or
so mornings whatever. With Mike, mornings with Micah actually happened in the car.
Oh, really?
And he's like, where are we at like this Lamar Jackson thing? Like, is that what happens when, you know, I mean, what? Like, don't you have people that are supposed to, like, handle your business so you can go handle your business?
It's a great question, Micah.
And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, I don't understand. Like, does he know enough? I said, I don't know. I guess.
You would hope.
He had me dying. It was just rapid
fire. It's a good question. I mean, I think it's what everybody's thinking. Like, hey, does Lamar have what it takes to be a player and an agent?
Yeah, listen. The March 2nd thing threw me.
That threw me, too. I'm like, why are we finding out about this on March 27th?
That's
how I know that whoever, like, leaked that information purposely did it when John Harbaugh sat down in the chair. That is a veteran agent move. Yeah. Whoever he's been in contact with or talked to, like, for advice, they said, hey, hold out until X moment.
Yep.
That was planned. That was absolutely planned. So, and then they had to go back and say, oh, well, yeah, he requested this on March 2nd. He just didn't want to make it public yet.
Yeah, so well, I guess we'll see what happens now. By the way, are you watching all the practice footage photos? So
on Twitter?
Yeah, media got in this morning. So
they did, 8:20.
By the way, did you miss me? Oh, and here's the other thing. Keith Mann, he appreciates you. He said, yeah, seems like a great guy, nice guy. I said,
hey, don't even go there. I remember what he told me about you. He said, hey, you better keep that man in check. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do that.
Listen, that's kind of the thing with me, right? And I embrace it. I embrace it. I kind of, a little squirrely, kind of just do my own thing. And
I'm a little bit of the same.
Yeah, so like he knows. And plus, he's babysat me for 20
he's
years.
He's a great guy.
He's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
So he was singing your praises. So
well, and
cool.
You know, that was a big thing for me too, because he does such good work for the program and for media that I wanted to give him the payment that he deserved in that moment. And he didn't need it. He needed to be acknowledged.
He has I think it's probably good for him. I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. But I think his job is ridiculously hard.
It's completely ridiculously hard.
I think it's ridiculously hard. He survived multiple coaches. This one, he's lost a lot of his former coworkers. Like, he's seen a lot of different.
It's a hard job. And it's a job that doesn't pay a lot of money either, as SIDs. I'm not saying I know how
everybody's
paid.
His role is, you know, Coach Rhule is demanding. And you know what? At the end of the day, he's got to deal with us knuckleheads too. Like, truth be told, I mean, people always, you know, asking for stuff and, hey, what's going on with this? And, I mean, he's got to guard the castle and you can't always be friends, right? So he is we're just fortunate. We just have some great SIDs, right?
I mean, great guidance.
Right? I mean, Anderson, everybody, all the schools, we just have, I mean – how good is Rob Anderson? I mean, how
fantastic.
Good is Seamus McKnight? I mean, like, we just have really, really good folks.
And UNO had a ton of great people, too. They're in the midst of some
turning it over.
Right. But they still had a ton of great people
and,
during those times this year.
And of the three aforementioned, they probably were the and maybe they had time, right? A little smaller programs, but were the most attentive to detail. Right, you need something, you know. We're spoiled.
You need
data. You need access. They're good, man. They're good,
man. No, I have not, to answer your question, seen a lot of the photos, but I just went to Twitter, and the first thing that popped up was Brady Oltman's photo of spring practice and what it looks like on the field, and it looks like some formation lineup. Oh no, this is just stretching lines. See, the way it looks in this photo is deceiving. But, you know, I was asking Mike, and maybe you can answer this.
I was listening.
Is it going to be any different? Like,
which part?
From what we saw on Thursday? Like, maybe, like, drill work will be different, but they're not – the media doesn't show up and just instantly see them running plays, right, in those moments?
It just depends. Like, it's going to be a level of trust. See, this is what I think the media's got to be able to – I don't know about if handles the word, but – he's going to give you enough rope to hang yourself, right? So times may change. The times that you can get in may change. And we'll see how it's handled on social media, right? If we get into where we can't handle not ripping players and diagnosing 20 personnel from 10 personnel or X player with X group, and like if we can keep that to a minimum, if we can just stick to the basics – I think he's going to be real cool with the media. And I think he's going to be real cool with former players. I know there was a lot of hand-wringing and folks were pissed if you were, you know, if you had a podcast or you had a show or whatever, like, you know, you had to get special clearance or you weren't going to get in at all. And I just think, man, some of that is kind of on us, right? Like, with great power comes great responsibility.
And yeah.
I think the better we handle how we disseminate information, I think the more rope I think we'll get.
And Rule's not opposed to anything media because we've seen what he's done since he's arrived.
And he loves the former players. He really does. Like, there's a couple guys I know that he's gravitated towards that spend a lot of time there, and they don't beat their chests about spending a lot of time there. And I think he appreciates that, you know, and he wants support. He's had it everywhere he's been, right? People don't follow him from Baylor and Temple and Carolina if he's not for
just
you,
just because.
Right? It's a lot of former. So he knows the shadow that it casts. He just embraces it. We just can't be providing shade.
That is true. That's the big thing right there. We'll get into more recruiting reactions because I wanted to get a few more of my questions answered from DB, but we have your questions up next. First, it's Sports Six Pack.